Will you join me in the party pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the party of the United Party of Parties, and to the party for which it stands, one party, under party, party, with party and party for all.
Hey Richard, how's it going?
Hey Zach.
I'm really excited to talk to you tonight.
I'm excited to talk to you. It's been a while, so yeah, this will be fun.
So to start out, there is one newsworthy thing that I think is worth mentioning. Mostly newsworthy for me, and that is the date of September 7th, because that's when NWK once again comes to Portland.
Ah, yeah. And I'm what is the date? September 7th?
Yep. And I'm pretty excited about it.
So I'll see him September 4th, just a couple days before you.
Oh, where are you going to see him at?
The Crescent Ballroom in Phoenix.
Oh.
I've seen him there before. It's kind of a smaller venue. It's kind of a interesting place. Is your place very big?
You know what? I think it is slightly larger than the venue I'm going to, I've never been to before, so it's kind of hard to tell. But from the pictures, it looks like it's slightly larger.
And you saw him last year, too, right? Or like not too long ago?
Yeah, not very long ago. Was that it was last year, or was it earlier this year?
I don't even know.
I don't remember. It doesn't feel like it was that long ago.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all blurring together.
And so you're doing something in particular that's kind of interesting regarding his latest tour.
Yeah, so if there's anyone that is interested, we are recruiting GoPro videographers. So people are signing up to wear a GoPro on their head. We'll ship the GoPro to you and an SD card and like a microphone device thingy. And you basically are going to record the show. And then at the end of the day, at the end of this concert, we'll have a well-documented tour. And we've already had a couple of these shows and people who have volunteered to do it. And it's just a fun time. Really, I think the biggest takeaway that's going to come from this is it's a really cool way to relive your night. Because the person who videos it, obviously, he's going to have the most attachment to that particular night.
Right.
And so you can just like go back and remember it. And the way I'm planning on using it is I'm just going to strap the thing to my head and then kind of forget about it. Cause that was one of my concerns is that, you know, I don't want to like lug this camera around and ruin the show.
Right.
You know, I just want to forget about it. And that's kind of the idea with the GoPro too, is it's just pretend it's not there and you just video the show while you're having fun.
And so is it your plan to compile all the footage into some kind of like documentary or some like really large music video, or like what it will look like in the end?
I'm cracking this thing open to anyone. All right. It's I'm open sourcing the video. All right. So I'm gonna have it hosted on my website or wherever. And people can use it however they want. If they want to reuse it in some way, make a video, make a montage, use it for a documentary, it's a free game as far as I'm concerned.
And so you reached out to Andrew WK himself about this idea, right?
Yeah, and it's not an official type of thing. It's, you know, you're not going to find it on his official website. This is just kind of a low key, some like fans doing something fun, doing something crazy. And, he gave the blessing that, you know, he's not going to rip the GoPro off our head and said, we can't film.
Right.
He's given us the two thumbs up, the double thumbs up of, you know, kind of, let loose, have fun.
Right. Cool. I think that sounds pretty fun. I'm going to be wearing the GoPro on my head, and I'm going to try and do it justice and really have a great time.
Cool. Thanks for volunteering. And you know what? And if you think of creative things to do while you're filming it, like if you want to get all Steven Spielberg and do like these big panning shots, then you can do that too. But
right.
It's really, I'm trying to leave it open-ended and people can do whatever they want with it. And I'm not trying to get too hands-on with it. It's just, we ship the GoPro to you, you film it, you upload the footage, and then you ship the GoPro to the next person.
Right. I really hope that there's some very interesting surprises in some footage.
And also, the GoPros, we already have all the equipment. Like, you don't need to worry about it. It's a done deal. We got the equipment. It's just be there and film.
That's cool.
And so we mostly, it's the September shows are the slots we're looking for. So, like, there's a lot of stuff going on in Canada, Texas, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, you know, Missouri, some of those Midwest. So if you're going to be anywhere in those areas and you just happen to be listening to this very niche podcast, then contact me.
That sounds awesome. Well, that's exciting. Okay. So what we thought would be a lot of fun to do in this episode of the Party, Party, Party podcast would be to discuss one of our favorite songs and do a deep dive. And we might choose more songs as time goes on, but in this episode, just a deep dive in what I think, honestly, is my favorite song from the newest album, and that is I Don't Know Anything.
I'm glad you chose this song because it is... I don't know if it was my favorite, but it's probably like, if not my favorite, my second favorite. So I'm glad we can agree. We don't even have to discuss it. It was just like, yeah, let's do this song. And it was like, okay.
Right. So first of all, some background. Do you know anything about, like, were there other versions of this song at one time or parts of this song that were borrowed and reapplied here or anything like that that you know of?
Not that I know of, but I don't know anything.
Yes. All right. We're on the right path so far. And so I thought it would be fun just to walk through the idea of the song from my perspective. And so first and foremost, what this is to me is just a jubilant and joyful approach to uncertainty. And I can't think of a better message. And that's what gets me so excited about this song. So initially, the song starts out with this echoing of, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, right? And then it kind of feels like, I mean, not to stretch it too far, but kind of like what it feels like in your head to be confused, right? You just have this like echoing thing in your head of like, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And that's like such a common feeling and such a common problem of just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know who to talk, you know? And so basically Andrew just goes through all of the different things he doesn't know. And so initially I just really love how the song starts out with just this feeling of the audio version of what it's like to be confused. Right.
Right. Like the echoey, like it's like, it's very airy, I guess, what he's saying. Okay. And you don't even, at first you can't even hear exactly what he's saying, but then it comes into clarity. You don't know what he's saying. I don't know. I don't know. And then it gets clear. I don't know anything.
Yeah. And so he starts out with some of the things that are pretty typical to not know, right? He says, I don't know the truth. I don't know the way. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to say. These are all very typical things to not know. We've all experienced all of those things, if not daily, then very frequently, right?
Right. But I will push back on that. I think internally we have those doubts and feelings. But in our society, saying you don't know or you don't know what to think or you don't know what to say, in at least in a business setting, and I would say even in like social settings, a lot of times you don't want to look stupid in front of your friends. These aren't things that you come out and admit a whole bunch. I mean, I guess it depends on who you are. No, I feel like I'm pretty comfortable.
You're absolutely right, I think.
Yeah, so it is, I don't know what kind of hamburger to get, you know, I'm at the drive-thru, or I don't know which college to apply to, you know, it can like vary that much. But to admit publicly that those types of things, you look like you're not competent, and people, it's usually not a good thing in society.
Right. And that's what makes this song so fun, is that you would think the kinds of emotions and feelings like that, how we all kind of push deep down or we don't verbalize or admit that we don't know the way or the truth or what to say or what to think. Yet the song is so excited about this, right? It's the kind of this like paradox in a way of like, you wouldn't think that to yell out loud with a big crowd of people at a concert, I don't know the way, I don't know what to think. Like, that's not things that you typically are celebrating. And that's what makes the excitement or the paradox or the interestingness for me of this song is just that uncertainty can actually be celebrated.
Right. It's like the fact that he says it's okay is like, it's like a comforting, like a warm blanket to wrap in. You know, it's like, oh, good. You know, someone else is telling me that it's okay if I don't have all the answers. It's it's reassuring. It's like, it's a nice thought.
Yeah. And so to your point about how, you know, admitting that you don't know these things is more than likely, right? And I think that when it comes to the admitting or even to the verbalization of these things is so important, because when we assume that our beliefs and our values and our ideas are perfect and complete, that we really do know something, it breeds this kind of mindset and entitlement that gets us to try and avoid responsibility for things, or to not really engage with the problems that exist, because there are real big problems in this world in terms of clashes between ideologies and dogmas, and everyone wants to try and force their opinions or assume that they're right. But really, to admit that you don't know is the only way to solve our problems, or to admit that you're wrong, and that your ideas aren't working. It's like that's the starting point. That's the only way to solve problems.
Interesting. I like that, because it's once you say you know something, it kind of turns your brain off in a way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And you don't have to think about that thing anymore.
Exactly. And so, okay, so going on further in this song, he starts with those things that are pretty familiar yet kept pretty close to the chest, right? And then the next verse, he goes into things that I think a little less thought of as uncertain, right? Like, I don't know the law, or how to disobey, how to keep it cool, and my favorite, how to hip hooray. Like, that's fantastic Andy WK writing. And so it just gets to like the silliness, I think, a little bit of and again, just like with the celebration of uncertainty. And I think that, I don't know the law or how to disobey. It's like, wait, I don't know how to disobey. That's like just getting, instead of a more literal, it's much more of like this kind of metaphorical or very intrinsic kind of like, oh, geez, do I know how to disobey? Because if I don't know how to disobey, that means I don't know what the law or even what I'm supposed to do, right? It's like this very much more ethereal kind of I don't know.
Right. Well, you know, that's an interesting line, because I think for the most part, a lot of these, I don't know what you call these, like the first line and the second line kind of go together on a lot of these. Uh-huh. And then the third and the fourth line go together. And then you jump to the next. So like, I don't know the law or how to disobey. I don't know the plan, just disarray. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know the Christ. I don't know how to pray. So a lot of like the first and second things go together.
Yep.
And so what is exactly, I don't know the law or how to disobey. So he's saying you can't disobey something if you don't know what it is in the first place.
I think that's right. Like,
is that what you're saying too?
Yeah. Like, to,
like, you can't break the, if the speed limit's 65 miles per hour, you can't, but you don't know what the speed limit is. You can't, disobey that rule. I mean, you can break it. You can break the law, uh-huh. but you're not disobeying out of your own, you're not being disobedient to yourself or to that thing. You're just breaking the law.
Yeah. It's just like this whole level of unknowing, right? Mm-hmm. To not even know how to disobey, not even know how, what it's kind of like what's good or bad.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think I get it. It's a little bit, it's a little bit tricky in there.
Uh-huh. And so, yeah. And so, and then we get some in throughout the middle version of the song, we get some more chanting of, I don't know, which is great. And like you said already, we've got, I don't know the plan, just disarray. I just lost the plot. I got led astray. I don't know the Christ, don't know how to pray, how to face the world, can't even face the day. And it's just a very, I really like the last, how to face the world, can't even face the day. It's like, that's like a feeling of anxiety that a lot of people have of, I don't even know how I'm going to manage tomorrow, because today was hard enough. Like when that alarm clock goes off in the morning and I go out there again, I don't even know how I'm going to do it. And in this context, it's like, yeah, join the party. Neither do we, right? Like none of us do. Like that's what we're celebrating here, is like none of us know how to face the day.
Yeah, and that's all right. That's okay.
Yeah. Again, it's just like uncertainty is the root of all progress and growth.
Oh, okay. I like it.
You know, just like as you said, if you believe you know everything, then you can't learn anything. And so to admit, I can't even face the day, I don't even know how to face the day, it's like, that's a good starting point. Like, that's an attitude that isn't negative. Like, you can not know how to face the day, and that's going to be the way that you're going to grow the most and learn the most, because the person who completely thinks they know how to face the day, completely thinks they understand what's going to happen, they just completely limit and their themselves to all of the things that that day could potentially teach them.
Mm-hmm. And usually doesn't go how you think anyway.
Right. Yeah, it's like that's the other thing, right? That's a good point. Like your certainty just makes you that much more arrogant and makes you that much more insecure.
Blind. And makes you blind in a way.
Yeah. Like you're like, oh, I totally know what's going to happen. So when something doesn't go your way, instead of like being open or trying to change or adjust or be flexible, you're going to try and deny it or make up reasons why it really is going, the way that you had planned. And you just get yourself in all kinds of trouble where you're not really, it's kind of that idea of breeding entitlement, right? Like you think that you deserve something because you know how things are supposed to go.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's an interesting idea, it's a couple parallels. So like we can look at this song. I have the lyrics pulled up right now from the lyric book, and I'm staring at him. I'm hearing what you're saying. And there's like, we bring music is kind of a weird thing, because we have like what the artist intended. We have like what the art, like we have the music, like the sound and the vibes that go along with it. We have like the content that's presented to us, but then we ourselves have like this whole like paradigm that we bring to these things. And it's kind of like, we can interpret and make this whatever we need it to be. And that's okay. Because if you notice, Andrew WK's outfit, I think, uniform.
Yeah.
The all white, it's a blank canvas. Zach, it's a blank canvas. Just like we can project whatever we want onto Andrew WK, like a painting, right? We're starting out and we're making strokes and we're coloring in what we want to see. And so his uniform, his all white uniform, is a metaphor for what we put into this song, and we paint with these colors and the paradigms that we view, and that's okay too. Maybe his
I love it.
Maybe his uniform is meant for it to be like that.
Right. It's like he's kind of the personification of just a blank slate or not knowing, and it can be whatever we need or he needs to be at any moment.
Yeah. Because Andrew WK's lyrics have always been an interesting thing to me. Like they're not always very definitive, but there's like room for interpretation, I find. And maybe that's just me, but maybe these are pretty straightforward. I don't know. But I think we're both on the same wavelength here, but maybe someone comes into this and thinks of it totally differently, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, anyway,
for me,
a bit of a tangent.
Yeah. For me, I just feel like this song is so liberating. Because the more I can challenge my beliefs and assumptions and question my intentions, question my motivations, the more I can trust myself less, I feel that's so liberating. To be in a world where you don't know, it's exhausting to always know stuff. Right?
Oh yeah.
To be the person who has the answers and to feel like you're the one who has to come to every situation knowing what to do. Like what an exhausting position to put yourself in. And we do that all the time because we have this ego that really wants to feel like we're important and that we're smart and that we need to prove ourselves to other people. And it's such a disarming thing to just say, I don't know. And to just go with that kind of attitude instead of being the person, you know, if you've got a friend that's in need or whatever, instead of having solutions for your friend or explanations for your friend, you can just sit with your friend and be like, dude, I don't know either. And how helpful is it and how relieving is it to be the person who's like suffering and to have a friend who just wants to suffer with you? Doesn't have, you know, that friend doesn't have any explanations or solutions or anything. He's just there to say, like, I don't know, but I'm here, right?
Mm-hmm. Someone you can relate to.
Yeah, and I think, like, so much of the world just needs people to just come together and equally say, I don't know, let's figure it out together. Neither of us knows. And because we live in this, I mean, man, with social media, and they talk about, like, the polarization of people and cultures and classes and identity politics, where everyone thinks they know everything and everyone's got this very strong opinion that puts them at these, like, you know, stalemates with other people who know everything. And it's like, man, if people could just all admit and be like, yeah, I don't know. I kind of really feel like that would be a really big step in the right direction.
I agree that the idea that you have everything figured out is like an impossible expectation to live up to. So, I feel like I do know people who are kind of seen as a know-it-all, and they even like almost take pride in the fact that they're a know-it-all.
Yeah.
And, like, there's no way you can know everything. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. So, like, there's been things where I've asked that person a question, and it was so obvious that they were just making something up. Like, they literally could not, even though it was obvious to everyone, and they were totally making it up, and they're lying to themselves, and they're lying to me, and everyone around, they would rather do that than just say, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, just say the words. Just say the words. Just say you don't know.
Yeah. And it's like a great practice. Yeah, you're free. This is a great practice of just humility, of just like feeling, you want to feel good, just say you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That just, and so that's what this song just makes me feel so good, is because I can just say, I don't know, over and over and over again. And it just feels really great to say, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a great sentiment to have. The other song that I think kind of correlates with this in a way, or maybe has the same vibe or tone, at least in partiality, is the song Totally Stupid.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I'm Totally Stupid. That's even probably maybe a more extreme way to say it. Uh-huh. I'm Totally Stupid. And it's fun. The weird thing about that song is there's a whole last half of Totally Stupid that's like kind of detached. I don't know. It's like different messaging. Even the songs, you know, the first half of Totally Stupid sound different than the last half
right.
of the song. But anyway, yeah, Totally Stupid in this song, I feel like kind of have the same thing going with it. But it is kind of a strange thing that where the older I get, the less I feel like I know. And I think there's something weird that happens. I have this hypothesis. Okay.
Yes. Let's hear it.
And I don't mean to get too political here, because this is the party podcast, but I feel like in the 20s, you know, you move out of the house and then you are constructing this world, like this paradigm around you. And so around that time, there's in your early 20s, you start become very political. You know, you start seeing things very black and white, and you kind of pick a side and blah, 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 blah. Well, like as I've gotten older, I've like pulled away from that a bit.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, again, it's liberating just to say, like, I don't have, that's great that, you know, you figured it out, I guess. But it's like, I'm more comfortable now saying, like, I don't know. I don't have all the facts to that, rather than hearing like this, you know, this controversial news headline that comes out and saying, reading the headline, getting, you know, the first 10 minutes, you know, of information out of it, and then making a decision on that. It's just like, I'm just going to not decide on that. I'm just going to say, I don't need to make any kind of conclusion with this, because I'd rather just not know definitively exactly what's going on. And yeah. I'm happy with that.
Yeah. I feel the same way. And I also feel like the older I get, the more sure I am that no one knows, like that the what feels like a very fact-based and specific story that's being presented, I've come to believe is anything but, you know, like stories in themselves are decisions. Like
mm-hmm.
somebody had to, of all the information out there, pick and choose the parts that made sense to them, that they thought would make sense for the story, that would make sense for this information to be coalesced in a certain way. And there are numerous facts left out and different sides that there's not enough time to explore. And so everything comes not definitive, right? Like this whole idea that there is a side that's right and a side that's wrong, or that there's pure evil and pure good, or that whole concept is just so silly. There's just there's so much. Everything is a spectrum of mm-hmm. of black and white and every rainbow color there is, right? Like no one is fully understands everything, and no one is totally good, no one's totally bad. And anytime you like meet people or see things like that, where it seems like the person has figured out, like, oh, this is the bad guy, or this is the person who's definitively wrong. Like, that person is wrong, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they're too extreme. So, okay, let's flip it. So, going off of that, if it's a spectrum, if you don't know anything, that's comforting to know. But knowing some things are also good.
Okay, right? Yes. And here's my thing with that, is that I think that it's dangerous to assume that you are right. and to think that you really know and have it figured out. I think a better attitude is to just feel like you can just constantly be less wrong.
Okay. Less wrong.
Yeah, like in any particular topic or any kind of endeavor you do or any kind of goal you have or thing you're working towards, you'll never arrive. You can just constantly get a little less worse and a little closer to the truth and less wrong over time. But the idea that, and I think that's a better attitude to be like, okay, well, I know everything I know up to this point, and my mind is open for all the extra information to change that mind. And once that new information presents itself, hopefully I'll be even less wrong. But I've got to assume that at this point, I have a fraction of the information about this topic that I know about.
Yeah. So, you could say it either way. You know, you're less wrong, or you're coming to the truth closer and closer, I guess. The truth is revealing itself closer or more and more.
Right.
But yeah, there is definitely like something strange about, I think there is like a false comfort for people who are know-it-alls, or, you know, that 20-year-old who's got all the politics figured out and all the world problems figured out in, right, you know, 6 months' time. There's like this false security there.
Uh-huh.
They've created this structure, this paradigm, because they have to, right? They have to like start making decisions and building this world around them. Otherwise, they're just like this lost in space, and it's not a comfortable feeling. So they create this thing around them, and they have to make, you know, attach all the dots, you know, point A to point B to blah, blah, forever and ever. All the points are connected, and then it's like this construction that they've built. But in reality, it's just like a fake thing. You know, it's like a construct in their mind. Yeah, that they've connected all the dots, but like there's a point where that's going to come crumbling down. It's all going to shatter. And you know what? Andrew WK will be there to help them pick up the pieces.
That's right. That is right. Like, what's the song? Ever Again, he says, if your dreams crumble and you dig yourself out from your dreams.
Yeah, that's right.
I really like that line. Okay, well, one last thought I had on this idea of not knowing, that it reminded me, so I am an aspiring writer. I'm very amateur in my writing, but I've written a couple of novels
Let's pause there. He's written a couple of novels, people.
And they're not very good, but I like to think that the whole point of them was to learn how to write more than actually writing something that was good. That said, there's this idea when it comes to writing, and I think it applies to most things, like any kind of creative endeavor, whether it's you're creating art or you're writing songs. And there's this idea where writers talk about how the story writes itself. And that's a very confusing thing to me. Like, how could a story write itself? And so what I think is going on is that when you show up to your computer and you're looking at the blank screen and you're ready to write your story, you sit there and you stare at that screen waiting for something to come out. And nothing does. And you're like, when will inspiration hit? I'm waiting for inspiration to know what to write. And so basically what you have to do is you just have to start writing without knowing what you're going to get. There's some kind of quote somewhere that said, like, some guy's like this super prolific author, written hundreds of books, and he's asked, how does he do it? And he says, I write 200 crappy words a day. Like, meaning he just starts to write. He sits at the computer and immediately starts writing, not knowing where he's going to go. And he just starts writing. And after 200 words, he gets it out of his system. And finally, his brain catches up. And he's able to edit that. That's what they say. There's no such thing as writing, only rewriting. And so anyways, if you go into it, whether you're writing a song or a book or anything, knowing what you're going to do, you get a lesser product. I think you have to go into the artistic endeavor not knowing. And when you show up not knowing and you just let yourself go and just write without knowing where you're going to get, that's when the story writes itself, and that's how you get something on the page and how you create the work. You can't create the work knowing what's going to come out first. You create the stuff, the art, by showing up and just doing it without knowing which way it's going to go.
Right, right. Yeah, that makes sense to me. I think the very rare exception are you shown like beforehand in a dream, like, oh, I'm going to make this sculpture. I think maybe you can have an idea, like, let's say you're, you have some sculpture that you, object that you're going to go after. But when you're actually going through the process, like, you'll be surprised. Oh, I didn't, you know, that curve turned out better than I thought it was going to be. Or,
right.
If I did it like this color, that's actually better than like any preconceived thought that I might have had before. This is a better way to do it. So that's interesting. Yeah. It's like this weird, you're like riding a wave of, it's like taking you, but you're like sort of in control because you chose to go on the wave in the first place.
Right. You really just, you ignore that idea of having to wait for the muse to show up. It's like you create the muse. And that's like the message that I've read or listened to on podcasts, whatever, from a bunch of different people who are into writing or writers, is that writing is work, and you show up and you do the work, and you can't wait for inspiration to strike to let that, get the work done. You go into it not knowing, and that's the real barrier to entry that most people have is they're like, well, what? I don't have any ideas. I don't know what to write about. And it's like, that's it. No one does, right? Like, you yeah. show up not knowing. That's the challenge. Every day you sit at that computer. I mean, you think about these books that are, a Stephen King book or these, they're 100,000 words long. It's like, how does someone do that? It's like, well, they just do it one word at a time, not knowing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And it's very, I find that also very liberating, the idea of how, nobody really knows what they're doing, but the people who get it done are the people who are brave enough to go forward despite not knowing.
Yeah. So this song is really twofold. It's to get in that mindset of not knowing and being like ready to be humiliated and to admit to other people that they don't know and to look stupid, I guess, in a way, and to create something that might be embarrassing to them. But then also to be okay with not having some preconceived grand idea. I think a lot of people wait around for that, magnum, what is it called? An opus or something, their magnum opus or whatever.
Right, yeah.
It's like, you just gotta go with it.
Yeah, basically it's all of life, right? Like that, talking about writing is just one tiny sliver of it because, like for people who are single and they're like, they want to know who they're going to marry or they want to know who to date. It's like, who should I go on dates with? It's like, you can't know. You just got to go without knowing. And it's like, how do I drive a car? It's like, how do you learn to do that? You don't. You just have to do it without knowing. Like, how do I do good in this class in college or something? It's like, yep, you show up not knowing how you're going to do it. That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think this has been a great podcast because people can take away something from this and they can apply this to their lives.
Yes. I hope that the next time you, dear listener, blast this song from your car stereo while going down the street, you are just as excited and jubilant as I am in not knowing, and that we can all just not know a little bit more.
Amen.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot, Rich. It was good talking to you.
Thanks, Zach. And maybe we could do a little fade out of the song. I feel like it's very fitting for this podcast. I don't know if you can stitch that together, but just a little fade out. I don't know.
I'll do it.
Okay. All right. See ya. All right.